Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. We got some... you're going to be glad you hung out with us today because we got our good friend Gail Goodman back with us. Gail is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to like something like 2002, 2003, something like that. And she is the CEO of a company called Constant Contact. But that's what they're calling it now. When I first knew it, it was called something else. So they've gone through some name changes, a lot of changes in the company as they've grown. These are all growing changes, growing pains that they've had. She took the company public last fall, and she provides an outstanding product because I'm a customer. And I've been telling you about Gail Goodman and the good work that she does for a long time. And she's here with a report for us. A survey that they've conducted, the third annual Mother's Day shopping survey, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But before I do, let me just get her in here. Gail Goodman is our good friend. Gail, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. And I just got to, you know, I was bragging on you earlier in the hour. I was telling the audience at the top of the hour how proud I am of you and your team, Eric Groves and all the folks over there at Constant Contact. And folks, I don't own any of their stock yet, and they're not paying me a nickel to say anything about like this yet. But as of right now, I'm just really proud of you, Gail, because I saw you when you were tiny. I think when I first met you, and way back in early part of the century, I think you had like four customers or something like that.
sounds about right.
And you were called Roving in those days.
We were Roving Software.
Yeah. And it was an interesting thing, Gail, to see how you changed your name, and I use your example a lot of times when people ask me about how do I change a name, how do I change my brand, I say well, let me give you an example of somebody I know that did this. They were Roving, then they became Roving Constant Contact, and they did that for a year or so, and then they dropped the Roving, and basically you just morph like that, don't you?
Yeah, we really started by just doing business as Constant Contact. It was our product name. So we had a company name and a product name that were different, and it really was a waste of marketing space to carry both of them. So we started just doing business as Constant Contact and then eventually finished off the legal process of moving all the way over.
But it took about a year or so, didn't it? A year and a half or so, something like that, get it all done?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so, folks, that was a great – and Gail, thank you for letting me bring that up, because that's very instructive for my audience to see how somebody like you – because, there are a lot of people out there who've either bought a company that doesn't fit the current business model, I should say, the product lines or whatever, or they see that they need to change the name. The old name was a 20th century name, and they need to change something to 21st century. And so your story is very instructive for them, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's talk about this Mother's Day thing. What's going on with your Mother's Day survey?
So we surveyed our small business base. We now have over 185,000 small business customers from across the U.S.
Wow.
And we really, we do this every Mother's Day, actually every Valentine's Day and every December holiday season, really to understand what are small businesses thinking about the holiday itself, the overall economy, and how are their plans in terms of marketing changing over time.
Mm-hmm.
What we learned is, no surprise, small businesses are feeling the change in the economy. They're nervous about the change in the economy, but overall still expecting folks to spend just as much on Mother's Day as they have in the past. And I think that's very reflective of the respect we all have for our mothers.
So you think that a lot of this, were your questions based on how much people were going to spend on Mother's Day?
We did ask them how much they expect people to spend on Mother's Day, and it's actually the third year in a row that we've asked that. And there's actually almost no change year over year.
Hmm.
People are expecting, you know, roughly 50% of folks to spend, you know, $25 to $50, and the other 50% to spend more than that, and roughly 15% to spend more than $100.
Mm-hmm. But some businesses, I mean, when I think of businesses, I don't think of that many Mother's Day oriented. I mean, how many Mother's Day oriented industries are there out there? Flowers, candy, you know, restaurants and things like that. Yeah. We'll come back.
Retail,
I'm going to get you to
restaurants.
Yeah, I'm going to get you to answer those questions and how people developed a Mother's Day strategy. And then we got a lot more things to talk about. We're going to cover a lot of landscape with our good friend Gail Goodman. You know why? Because she can do it. She's the CEO of Constant Contact. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. By the way, a little Stevie Nicks bringing us back there. This first website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is where you find the show and all the things that we do here, all the different ways you can listen to the show. You know, we got that time machine there on our website. Yeah, it's a real time machine. It only takes you back, though, not forward. You can't listen to the shows I'm going to do, but you can listen to the shows that I have done. And you, in fact, you can listen to all the ones I've done with Gail Goodman all the way back to when she first joined us on the show back in the early part of this millennium. And you can find the hundreds of Brain Trust members, thousands of the archives, thousands of articles. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog. We update it every weekday. And the newsletter, by the way, the newsletter is free. It comes every Sunday afternoon by email, delivered by Constant Contact. Gail, I know you're happy about that. We write you a little checky-poo every month. And then, of course, don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. Gail Goodman is our guest. She's CEO of Constant Contact, and we're talking about this Mother's Day survey. Why did you decide to do a Mother's Day? I mean, look, my mother's still alive. You know, I have mothers in my life, and, you know, counting sisters and wives and ex-wives and daughters and mother, you know, I've got lots of mothers in my life, aunts and so on and so forth. So I appreciate Mother's Day, but why Mother's Day? I mean, that's an interesting day to do a survey.
Well, you know, we've been looking at what are the drivers of the small business economic cycle. Interestingly enough, Mother's Day is the second most important holiday for the business-to-consumer folks who rely on gift cycles.
Wow. So
Christmas and the holiday season's number one, Mother's Day's number two, Valentine's Day's number three.
Interesting.
So we thought it would be great to start really understanding what small businesses are doing to make the most of that holiday and really watch that over time, and it's been very interesting.
That is interesting. And so what have you learned over time?
Well, definitely you can see the fluctuations in the economic cycle. So this year, 55% of small businesses are anticipating a strong Mother's Day. That was down from 73% last year.
Wow.
So people are definitely feeling a little less optimistic. What's interesting is that even more of them are planning promotional offers to try to drive their share of Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
77% of the small businesses we surveyed are planning a promotion. And what's great is that more and more of them are turning to online tools, which are very cost-effective for small businesses, like email marketing and online marketing, search engine marketing.
Like, you know, you built a relationship with someone, as companies have built with me, Gail. I mean, this email marketing thing is very handy for me. I mean, I'm getting into it because, and as a consumer, Gail, you know how much we use it for our own customers, our own audience that are subscribers. But as a customer, as a consumer, you know, I'm really enjoying this because I got companies that I do business with, and they send me regular stuff. Some of them send me regular stuff every week, and some of them send me stuff just every so often, every month or so. and they say, hey, you know, something. It's not exactly like this, but it's something like, hey, we know you're interested in this kind of thing. We got this new stuff in, or this is on sale, or whatever. And it's these are companies that I know, I trust them, I've given them permission to let me know about these things, and they drop into my life all of a sudden, and I don't have to go look at, I don't have to read about it in the paper, I don't have to look it up in the phone book, I don't have to watch an ad. I get it in the middle of my, you know, I'm busy, I got a lot of stuff going on, so I get this reminder, and it's very helpful to me.
Yeah, it is a total win-win. Consumers would rather hear from the businesses they know and trust through email than any other way. And for the small business owner, it's just an unbelievably both cost-effective and response-effective medium, because people can respond immediately to emails. They can click through. They can forward them to their friends.
Mm-hmm.
So email just works. And it works better for small businesses than big businesses, which is just a miracle, right? For the first time,
there's no question.
There's a medium that works better for the small business.
If you're not collecting email from your customers, and if you're not saying, would you mind if we send you periodically something that lets you know about what we've got going on, or to remind you about something that you've asked us to remind you about, or to notify you when your order is ready, or whatever it is. Would you mind if we have your email address? We promise it won't go anywhere else. We have a strict, you know, tell them you have a strict privacy policy, et cetera, et cetera. If you aren't mining those emails, here's what you're saying to yourself. I don't really want more business. That's what you're saying to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. It, you know, what we find is that many small businesses are shy about asking. They feel like it's an imposition.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that your consumers don't really feel that way. And if you just ask, and ask in a very soft way, you know, would you like to join our mailing list? If you have a physical presence like a store or a spa or a restaurant, you can even, you know, put up in Lucite an example of the kind of thing they're going to get. So the expectations are set. You know, make sure it looks great. So, wow, yeah, I'd love to get your monthly newsletter, or I'd love to hear about special events or wine tastings or special dinners, right? Make sure that what you're going to send them is valuable to them, and they will sign up.
And make sure it's short. Make sure it's not, there's nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to keep your little message short. My favorite example, Gail, is a little farmer's market locally that every Thursday they send me a notice and they say, hey, we got new stuff here and we're open this afternoon. It reminds me to go by and buy fresh produce for the weekend. If they didn't do that, I would never remember.
Out of sight, out of mind.
That's exactly, they remind me. And I go by and I drop some cash on them. I spend a lot more than I should. Stand by. Quick break. Tintail, Gail Goodman and I will be right back. A little bit of Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back. A little Hitchcock Railway on that madman, that mad Englishman. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Gail Goodman, CEO of Constant Contact. And Gail, I need that stock indicator, that designator.
What is CTCT on NASDAQ.
CTCT on NASDAQ, folks. She's a public company now. We knew her when she was just like me, a small business private company, just like you probably. But now, Gail, you still think of yourself as a small business, even though you've gone over to the dark side? I don't mean the dark side. I mean the public side. just teasing you there a little bit, Gail.
We spend a ton of time making sure that we keep thinking like a small business because our customers are small businesses. So we need to make sure that we stay in touch with their issues and challenges.
You don't have a choice, do you?
No, we don't.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I want to come back. Give me one more nugget from your survey about Mother's Day. And by the way, where can they find the survey?
They can read more about the survey and learn more about Constant Contact at www.constantcontact.com.
And folks, as I say, she's not paying me anything to say this yet. But anyway, they're the people who we look turn to for our email marketing, and nobody does it better. So for whatever that's worth, check that out. And ConstantContact.com. Okay, give us one more nugget from the survey.
So flowers are still the top choice for what consumers are going to buy for Mother's Day.
What is it with flowers and women,
Meal in a restaurant is coming in second.
Hmm? What is it about women and flowers? Explain that to me.
They bring brightness and joy into a room.
Oh, baloney. Women just like flowers. here's the thing. Here's the scenario.
They make us smile every time we look at them, and they hang out for days.
A guy shows up at a girl's door with flowers. She doesn't want to go out with him. He's never going to go out with her. But he, you know, hope springs eternal. He shows up with his $20 bouquet of flowers, the most beautiful thing in the world. And she says, oh, thank you for the flowers, but I'm not going to go out to you. Then she takes the flowers and closes the door. I mean, a woman will do that, right? Because they love flowers that much, right?
I have never done that to a guy.
Well, anyway, she's right. You can't lose with flowers. You can't lose with flowers. It works every time. And I know the florist people didn't tell me to say that, but it's the truth. Clothes work good, too, though. Clothes work good, right?
Oh, I think clothes are a dangerous choice.
Because guys don't know the sizes and all that?
It's both a style and size issue.
Yeah.
So you get either one of those wrong, and you're kind of in the...
Best laid plans.
unintended effect of that gift. So if she's really, really into clothes, go for the gift certificate.
The cash always works. It's always the good thing about cash. It's always the right color, huh, Gail?
And it fits perfectly.
It always fits. That's exactly right. Hey, Gail. Let's talk. I want to talk about a couple minutes we got left. I want to talk about our heroes, small business owners. I think that there's something when I watch the Wall Street programs, you know, they're all wringing their hands about the economy and they can't stop talking about a recession. You know, they keep talking about, you know, oh, woe is me, the economy's this, the economy's that. You know what? They don't have a clue about the power and the resilience and the fortitude of over 50% of the US economy, and that's the small business owners. Gail, I believe small business owners will lead this economy out of whatever it is in right now, and I believe they're doing it right now. What do you think?
I could not agree more. They have been the ones who've been leading the employment growth. If you look at the latest ADP report, employment is shrinking in the large businesses and the medium businesses. The 50 and less employees firms are still adding employees. Mm-hmm. And if you look at our survey, 37% of small businesses, sales have increased in 2008 over the same period last year.
Yep.
So the small business is holding up the American economy.
I've been telling my audience to refuse to participate in a recession. Just refuse.
You know, and the best way to do that is just stay close to your customers and continue to deliver value and ignore the newspapers.
Listen to customers.
Are the people to pay attention to.
Listen to customers. Quit listening to the talking heads, right, Gail?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, give us that website again, Gail.
It's www.constantcontact.com.
And they can find the Mother's Day survey there, too, right?
Absolutely.
Flowers first, then food, and way down the bottom of the list, clothes. Guys, be careful with the clothes thing. That could be fraught with peril. Hey, Gail, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Yeah, thank you. Everyone have a great Mother's Day.
Thank you, Gail. See you next time. You too. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.